Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad, no holds with balls up.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two
in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Missy, Coretta and Nadira discussed the opportunities for women that the EITI can create. Nadira advised Coretta not to take back John, but she was sure that prison had changed her husband. Later, John visited Sunny and Bibi's shop, where Sunny told him to change, like he has done for many years. He was about to smoke, but both Sunny and Myrtle asked him not to and advised him to quit. We now join Mala and Kimal at home.
Kimal, come. I want you to hear this thing.
Well, mommy.
Listen to this. EITI means Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative. Listen and know it, everybody's business. Listen and know it, everybody's business. Come one. Come all. Come one, come all. Let's all join in this fight. And together, we gonna win this thing with all we might.
Wait, mommy. You seriously planning on entering the jingle competition?
You think I could make it?
Well, actually, it's not too bad. I didn't know you had this kind of talent.
Are you serious about entering the competition, though?
Why not?
Man, let the people get the opportunity. This is just fun for me.
Okay.
So besides, I'm helping Monica organize everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I can't wait to hear all the jingles that them people gonna come up with, though.
You know, right?
By the time we finish with Murondoy, everybody gonna know about EITI and how they could participate in the process.
Well, that's the point.
Yes, and Kimal, I'm so proud of you and Kavita for getting involved.
I was thinking about something else, though, Mom.
What's that, Kimal?
I'm thinking about starting a youth group.
A youth group?
Yeah. You know, a lot of young people spend most of their time on social media. They don't go outside and play games. They only interact with other people on social media. Basically, their lives revolve around that.
It's not only young people got the issue, you know, some older people too.
I guess.
But you're right. Some young people need to put down them phones and go outside some more.
Exactly. So I'm thinking I could start a group where we could not only have discussions about the extractive industries, but have other positive activities, like discuss trending topics, have people give talks about issues young people are experiencing, and stuff like that.
Bullying in schools, drugs, employment?
Exactly. The main focus at first, though, is to bring young people up to speed with the EITI process.
Oh gosh, I love it, Kimal, I love it.
I'm thinking to launch it right after the jingle competition.
Yes, 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 son, do it. I can support you in any way that I can.
Thanks. I'm going to ask the village council if we could use space at the community center.
They shouldn't have a problem with that.
We could meet once a week, maybe Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
You know what you could do too? When they have the jingle competition and expo, you could ask young people when they would prefer to meet.
I could actually do a survey. Thanks, Mommy.
No problem.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mommy. Kimal.
I thought y'all been and make this pizza man. How y'all take so long for come back?
Me and Kavita had a nice little daddy and daughter talk.
Nice.
Anil is a good listener.
So you gonna tell me what y'all talk about?
Mind your business. Let me and Kavita have a little privacy.
Whatever.
I'm starving. Can I dig in?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Cool.
We run into Monica and Lawrence sharing out some flyers. I didn't know this jingle competition turned out to be a big expo now.
Yes, it's an expo and jingle competition.
I was telling Monica it would be good if they get one of them experts on oil and gas or the EITI to give a little talk at the expo.
That would be good.
She said they discussed it already.
It really gonna be exciting.
Mommy, you wrote this?
Oh yes, I was just asking Kimal what he think.
It's not bad.
As well.
I was trying a thing to see if I could write a jingle.
EITI means Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative. Listen, I know it's everybody business. Come one and all, let's join in this fight and we're going to win this thing together with all our might.
You ain't gonna read it so dry, Anil.
Babes, I didn't know you got skills for write jingles. All these years, you're hiding your talent?
Man, I just try a thing. I ain't serious about it.
Sing it for them, man. Sing it for them.
EITI means Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative. Listen and know it, everybody's business. Listen and know it, everybody's business. Come one, come all. Come one, come all. Let's all join in this fight. And together, together, we gonna win this thing with all we might.
Oh, this thing a little dry. You got to work on the part.
Really, Anil?
I ain't gonna lie to my wife and make she go there and make yourself a fool.
Whatever. I ain't entering the jingle competition anyway. I just trying a thing.
And you try a thing, babes.
Anyway, since it's an expo too, maybe I can have a booth. Young people can come and we can make videos together. They can say what they learn about EITI and how they intend to participate.
That's not a bad idea, Kavita.
At the same time, we can invite them to join my youth group.
So you going ahead with that?
Yeah, I think many times young people don't pay attention to things like this.
What y'all doing is awareness campaigns to educate your peers. Nice.
We already using social media.
One of the other things we can do too is advocate for youth representation in the EITI decision-making process.
With young people like y'all, the future of this country is in good hands.
Yes.
I'm proud of y'all, man.
Thanks, Anil.
Anyway, I got to get working on my next video. What time is Mina going to be home from school?
I'm going
to
pick her up now.
Okay. I'm going in my room.
So, Anil, is what you and Kavita be talking about?
Why are you so fast, Mano?
Mano just want to know.
I go in and pick up Mina.
Kimal, where you think they hiding?
I don't know.
You wait. I go find out.
Nurse June, thanks for taking my call. I really wanted to talk to somebody about what I'm going through.
Anytime, Kavita. What's going on?
I don't know where to start. But it has to do with what happened to me a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I'm being threatened by some of the people who were at the party where I got raped. My ex is trying to help me, but I don't know if I can fully trust him.
What are they threatening you with?
There's some kind of Telegram group, and they are threatening to leak nude pictures and videos of me in that group.
What?
Yes, and they want money to not do it. My ex is saying that he will pay them, but I don't fully trust him.
Kavita, you must tell Mala and Anil immediately.
I don't know how. Some of those pictures are stuff that I would have sent to my ex, and then he shared it with his friends.
Wow. Why do these young men do this?
He says he didn't know they still had those pictures. I would threaten to do something like this.
I'm so sorry this is happening to you, Kavita. Leaking someone's nudes is a cybercrime.
I'm so afraid. I'll be so embarrassed if my pictures leak. And I don't know what it will do to my relationship with Denzel.
You need to tell your parents as soon as possible. And you have to file a report at the station.
Okay.
We must do something about these cybercrimes, you know. Too many young people are victims of it.
I know that I will never send a picture or video to anyone ever again. I've learned my lesson.
I'm so sorry. After all, you were in a relationship with him, and you trusted him.
And when this is all over, I want to talk to young people about not repeating my mistake. Kavita! Nurse June, I have to go. Mommy's calling me.
Call me back later if you can. And please, tell your parents.
Okay, bye.
June, who was on the phone?
Oh, Kavita. She just wanted to ask me something. A woman's issue.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to talk with you, though. Mom and Dad are expected back soon.
Right.
James, I would still like them to live with us, you know.
This again?
Oh, please consider it.
June, I have expressed how I feel about this time and time again. And nothing has changed with me.
Okay, well, they are coming to live with us. Mom has agreed as long as you stay out of her way.
Wow.
If it were your parents, you know I would do it for you.
Well, they have passed. But they were easy to get along with.
It can work, James. Mom has promised that she will not nag you.
You know what? Do as you please. I know what I'll do.
What?
Soon I will be heading into my 60s, June. Soon I'll be a senior citizen. I want to be comfortable in my old age.
Old age isn't upon us yet, James.
We're not far from it. And I refuse to be uncomfortable.
Well, we don't know how much more time we have with Mom and Dad.
Lucy looks like she will live into her hundreds. Cecil also looks like he isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
I'm grateful that my parents are still around.
I'll call the contractor tomorrow and let him give me an estimate for expanding downstairs. You can have upstairs with your parents and I will take downstairs.
I wasn't serious when I suggested that, you know.
Well, I am serious about it now.
So every night, we, as husband and wife, will be sleeping in separate beds.
I want my peace.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to call the contractor now. My mind is made up.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.